Well, in 1980, 3 days before they began recording their breakthrough album, East, Cold Chisel performed live at the Bondi Live Saver. Now, the gig was recorded, but the tapes sat untouched in the band's archive for 40 years. And to tell us more, Ian Moss joins us. Welcome to the show, Ian.
Guys, how are you?
We are fantastic. Thank you so much for having a chat to us about this today. What a find. Apparently the tapes were totally forgotten about for 40 years, but we now can get the chance to have a listen to them.
Yeah, pretty extraordinary. We're talking, large tapes, you know, 2 inches, they're multi-tracks. And I think former management got stuck into the whole archiving thing. We've got a bunch of stuff. I still don't even know what's on these things, the shelves and shelves and shelves of tapes yet, still to look forward to and see what's on them. But they've been kept in sort of, you know, temperature-controlled, humidity-controlled, whatever kind of storage for this long, which is just, well, because even through being kept like that, it took about 6 weeks, really, to process the tapes, to get them ready to be mixed. And that means that's the process. There's a certain process where they actually bake the tapes in a, what they call an audio oven. Amazingly, they had to sort of bake it several times. Then they've got to be transferred to digital. And the tapes are that old. You're playing them over and over, and all the stuff sort of just comes off onto the heads of the tape machines. You've got to stop, carefully clean the heads, and then just hope that you're not losing the material that's on there.
Exactly. Yeah.
What was it like to hear the audio again after 40 years?
Yeah, pretty interesting. Yeah, for me, straight away, you're sort of listening to how your guitar playing was back then, and comparing to how you're playing these days, and your guitar sound, and the overall sound. But one thing that really stood out is the energy. Energy level was incredible. We were just obviously absolutely on fire that night. Everything might be a tad fast, but there's no denying the intensity and the passion. It's fantastic.
Well, let's face it, when you're 40 years younger, it's going to sound like that. Looking at the press release to go with this, according to Jimmy Barnes, he said, "We were still playing pubs back then, with the audience spilling onto the stage and the band spilling into the audience. I was living just around the corner from the Lifesaver, and probably half the audience ended up back at mine." Is that what it was like back then? You'd have your parties and it was half the audience?
Yeah, very much so. Particularly, Jim went through that a lot, really. It was in mind keeping his private space. He'd open it up and do that quite a lot. But in the end, you'd see, you know, people would never know when to leave. So Jim he would go and find a hotel.
Oh!
And people be partying with us. He's great to be partying with Barnsley. You know, it began all next day. He wasn't even there.
Oh, I love it. I love it. People wouldn't have even known.
No.
It's so great to see that you guys, I mean, look, there's always the breakups and the makeups and all of that, but you seem to be hitting the road a lot more these days, only earlier this year and everything, with the Blood Moon Tour and all of that sort of thing. But I know you, Ian, get out a hell of a lot yourself. You like to go camping and everything. And the only reason I bring this up is because a friend of mine, Ray, who lives in Alice Springs, said he was camping a couple of years ago, and he was at Fink River for the Fink Desert Race. And he said, we were sitting there and someone was just playing the guitar and singing. We thought, gee, he sounds good. He's doing a really good job. And he was singing Fink River to Bow River. And it was you.
Yeah, that was that was 7 years ago, in fact. But yeah, that the Fink River Desert Race is a fairly famous race. I'd never been there. It started off as a real small thing with just a bunch of motorbikes and things, and now it's a world famous event.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing.
He said it was just the best night with you entertaining and doing all that sort of thing. And just for those that don't know where it is, it's near Alice Springs, correct?
Correct, yeah. The race starts just south of Alice Springs, and Fink River's about 60 miles, so it's 100K. Kind of race, I think, you know, down and back.
Yeah.
Fabulous event. They held every year around the Queen's birthday weekend in June.
Now, Cold Chisel, and of course you as a solo artist have had many, many hits. Do you have a favourite song, a song that you just love to perform?
Yeah, I do, actually. For me, somehow I'm just emotionally connected. Maybe it's the first album that I love the most.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cold Chisel. The very Cold Chisel. And One Long Day would have to easily be my favourite. It's a very long song. It's almost like three songs in one, I guess. But it just covers everything about Cold Chisel. It covers the blues aspect of Cold Chisel, the pop, the soul, everything's in that song.
Fantastic. Well, Ian Moss, seriously, you are a legend. Cold Chisel are legends. The live tapes, Volume 5, live at the Bondi, Lifesaver, out now. And so good to chat to you,
yeah,
Ian.
Wonderful.
Can we wish you a Merry Christmas and fingers crossed we have a much better 2021.
Yeah, I'd like to wish everyone in Tassie a great Christmas. And, yeah, let's all have a nice, healthy 2021 and upwards and onwards.